This episode of the Energy Stoners Cafe is sponsored by the Black Arts Matter Network, blackartsmatter.net. Welcome to the Energy Stoners Cafe. My name is Toni Quest, and I'm really happy that you're here. I like to interview the most interesting people I can find on the planet. So grab a cup of coffee, sit down, relax, and listen. You're going to find that these guests are so intriguing, you'll wonder why you didn't know about them before. Hi, everybody. Welcome to back to the Energy Stoners Cafe. Thank you so much for coming to the show. I'm very excited all the time when I do this show, but this one I'm especially amped for because I have a guest on that I've consulted and worked with her for many years, and we're really good friends now. I love her so much, and she was gracious enough to do this interview about an event that I will be conducting shortly after this in a few days. I have interviewed so many people, and especially women I've interviewed who are in the arts and the humanities, and they're authors, and they do fantastic things. And it seems like these days, women are so empowered, and so we've decided to celebrate this. But I want to talk to you about the celebration before we actually do it. Lucinda Clark is with me tonight, and she's a publisher, she's a writer, she's an agent, and she's a fantastic person, and she's one of my favorite people. And I consult with her on a lot of things, and I'm very confident about doing this. She's agreed to collaborate with me on a symposium Zoomcast that I'll be conducting shortly with women in the arts and humanities. And it seems that what everybody, the collective, has been going through in the past few months, in a strange way, has united us in spite of the fact that our experiences are so unique. They always say we're all in this together, but if you talk to the individual people, what I've learned is that everybody's situation's different, and that's what we have in common is the diversity of our experience. I have interviewed some people who are historians, authors. They are artists in their own right. They conduct business of art, stage directors, film producers, playwrights. And it just is a plethora of endeavor that I'm just so, to this day, it's always new to me. It's kind of like every time I interview someone, it's like seeing fall foliage for the first time. So Lucinda, here we are again. What's the deal? What's going on? What has happened? What's changed for you?
What's changed for me? Okay, well, first, thanks for having me, TQ. It's always fun to be on your program. When you asked me to do this, I was thinking I'm here in Georgia. Oh boy, not another question about these crazy Georgians. The nation now watches with bated breath as we decide who's going to control the Senate, whether we helped to elect a president or to defeat a president. And so just in that regard, not to mention COVID, it's been quite interesting.
How so?
Well, for this year, I will be celebrating me and many others in the poetry world. We'll be celebrating 20 years of showcasing poets. We have an annual poetry contest. We develop an anthology, and we showcase the winners from middle school to senior citizens. COVID's thrown a monkey wrench in that. And so we still did the competition, but we scaled it back. I published a book, a French translation titled Boston, My Blissful Winter, with a delightful woman who lives in Cape Cod. It took us a heck of a long time to get it done, but it is published. And actually, this weekend, she will be hosting a talk with the French Literary Center on the secret life of translators. And then the last part, with all this downtime, I've been able to do a lot of webinars and, to catch up on my reading with regards to business. And I'm working on opening up several, I don't want to call them global markets because we're all global now that we're all online. But I'm working with several mostly France, where I'm going to bring on another young lady. She's a journalist, newscaster, who's from America, who went to live in France. And her name is Nita Wiggins. And one last person, I've got to shout out Glenn Paris. He is a speculative fiction author who is getting ready to roll out a re-release of one of his novels. And he's writing like a fiend when he's not treating people. So, hey, Glenn, I'll just shout him out. Show him I didn't forget.
So he has patients. He's a physician.
He's a rheumatologist.
So he's a writer as well.
Yes, he wrote and self-published several novels. One is on, they call it speculative fiction, and it's titled Dragon's Heir. And I helped him get a publisher, and they are going to release it next year in a novel, graphic novel. There's a game that's coming out. We've been working on just getting him a little more polished as a writer.
So tell me more about Nita Wiggins.
Well, Nita wrote a book titled Civil Rights Baby. Funny thing is that she came and visited the U.S. from France, and somehow we ended up meeting for lunch. She was talking about how she was trying to get her French published novel into the U.S. markets. And I told her I would look into it for her. And now, actually tonight, she's going to be inducted into an author's club here in Augusta via Zoom. And we're going to work on marketing her book here in the United States. So she does French TV. She's covered the elections over there in France. And she teaches at the School of Journalism there, developing an English-based program in journalism.
What's the name of her program? Do you know? It sounds really intriguing. It really sparks interest in me. I'd like to learn more about her. Maybe I'll do an interview with her sometime. It sounds extraordinary.
Well, you can find everything about her on her website,
www.nitawiggins.com. www.nitawiggins.com.
W-I-G-G-I-N-S, yes. And she's been teaching and living in Paris for 10 years. The school is the ESJ School of Journalism. It's one of the oldest schools of journalism. I think it's the first school of journalism. I'm still getting up on all of her facts, but she teaches the students there how to work on television.
Nice.
So she's a great lady, and looking forward to working with her.
So she's living there and she's actually based in France right now?
She's based in Paris, France. She's lived there for 10 years.
You know, sounds very interesting. And I'm really interested in the kind of things that women are doing right now, because it seems that there is sort of a feeling of empowerment without even talking about the politics or at all. But, you know, there's just sort of a vibration in the air that feels good. If I had a daughter right now, I'd be like over the moon that I could actually show her how it's been demonstrated that she can do this, 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 and this. You'd be one of the people that I'd tell her to look up to, Lucinda. I think it's wonderful. You know, Nita Wiggins is doing her thing, and what I've found, and I'm wondering if you feel the same way, that what's happened, and I've noticed this, I've observed this, is that women just say, you know, forget all the protocol that has been established, and they're just going out and just doing it.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned a daughter. You know my daughter, Jessica.
I sure do, yes.
In the middle of a pandemic, she moves back to Arizona to train for her master's. You know, you'd think that'd be enough, but she gets in the car with her brother. She puts all of her stuff in there, and they ride across country. So they drop her stuff off in Arizona, and then they continue on to San Diego because, well, the roads are clear. You know, the flights are cheap. And so this is the thinking of young, empowered people, you know, because she went with her brother. But my daughter has traveled the world alone. And so when I think about women who are empowered today, I think it's more women who are in maybe the baby boomers generation who are really feeling like, wow, we are finally coming into our own.
Yeah.
If you think about Vice President-elect Harris, if you think about what she represents, she's a woman of color, not just a Black woman. She's a Jamaican And she's from India. I mean, if you've ever heard her story, there's a merging of cultures there. She went to all Black schools, HBCUs, shout out. So she gives Howard a shout out, and she belongs to a sorority. Unfortunately, she didn't pick Delta. But, you know, us Deltas here, we shout her out anyway.
I think it all counts, you know.
But just if you think about Hillary, I don't know how people feel politically, but I'm just going to say it. Woman got robbed. And so when I think about Stacey Abrams, I worked on her campaign here